How about the horses? What sound would you say the horse makes?
Well, your horse would knee, and the mule would breathe.
That's a loud sound.
That's right, it's loud.
How about a softer noise that they would make?
A what?
Softer kind of noise.
Well, the horses and mules, they were never sold because they were hot, loud and harsh.
Mm-hmm.
You made me think about I had a deep little girl one night. I was really one of the farm mules down to her house. She lived down there about a mile and a half from me. And the old mule said, thought I was staying too long, and he turned loose. She wanted to know what was going on.
He thought it was time to go back home.
Yeah, he said it was time to go back home.
Oh, me. Did they ever say that they would whicker or something like that? Whinny?
Well, your horses would whicker.
Uh-huh.
Some call it whipping, some call it kneeing.
Uh-huh.
Either one
does. About the same thing.
About the same thing.
Okay. Now, how about these are some questions about the weather, like, if you had a real heavy rain in a short period of time, what would you call that?
A fog cooper.
Okay. That's the first I heard of one of those.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
What do you call them? A fog cooper.
Now, what if it was thundering and lightning?
Electrical sound.
Okay. And what if you had a pretty day and then the clouds started coming in? You'd say the weather's what?
Cloudy. Yeah.
Okay. What if you had the opposite and you started with a cloudy day and then sun started coming?
Fade off.
Fade off?
Yeah.
I'm going to get Brenda.
Okay. And if it fade off at night, we'd see it go rain in 2 or 3 days.
Oh, uh-huh. If it was cloudy all day and then fair.
Yeah, uh-huh. It rained 2 or 3 days.
And then how about what would you call if you had a place out in the field or somewhere where the water washed pathway through there, if it rained a lot, what would you call that?
Gully wash.
Okay. And how about on the corn, on the top of the corn stalk? What do you call that part that?
Tassel.
That's a tassel?
Tassel.
Okay. How about around the ears of the corn?
Well, you have what we call the shuck around the other corn.
And then inside there, you had to...
You had to pull that chuck off, and then you had your greens on the cob.
Uh-huh. How about a stringy stuff in there?
Silk.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you have one particular kind of corn that you would eat instead of feeding to the animals? And what was that?
Well, we had several kinds of sweet corn. We had my daddy used to plant what was called a yetzer. It was a sweet corn.
Hmm.
White yetzer.